Well, the big guns were pretty dominant, weren't they, week one? I guess the big shock was Chelsea getting belted 4-0, and also Brighton and Hove, our Aussie Matt Ryan, with also Aaron Moy on the bench there for Brighton and Hove. They came up with a 3-0 win over Watford. I wonder what Phil Moss made of week one of the EPL. G'day, Mossy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. It was fascinating, wasn't it? It's always hard to tip match day one because pre-season form can sometimes be a little bit misleading, but... Look, I don't think there was any surprise, certainly in Man City and Liverpool setting the standard, setting their stall out early and making a statement of intent. But the big shocks, I guess, were those two you just mentioned, Manchester United smashing Chelsea and Brighton getting a convincing 3-0 win away from home at Watford, who were, you know, by all accounts, a surprise packet for most of last season until Watford fell away later in the season, but a big, big win for Matty Ryan and a great clean sheet for his confidence.
Yeah, Liverpool had a good victory as well, Mossy, but they lost their goalkeeper, Alisson. He's, you know, arguably their best player, and he's going to be difficult to replace. That's a big loss for them.
It is, Loz, and I guess it's twofold. The loss is obviously they're losing, you know, the best goalkeeper in the Premier League last season. He amassed over 20 clean sheets, which was remarkable. But also their backup goalkeeper, Adrian, has only just arrived at the club a couple of weeks ago, so he hasn't had a lot of time to get in sync with the back four and the defensive unit, I suppose. So it'll be interesting to see how you know, how quickly he can get himself in sync with the way they play. But Liverpool have got Southampton, Arsenal and Burnley over the next 3 weeks, so you'd like to think with how they open the season that they'll get maximum points there. But Alisson, as I said, out for probably up to 8 weeks, so yeah, real concern for Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, did you see any of Brighton's performance on the weekend, and is there anything out of that that may suggest that they'll be out of that relegation zone this year and possibly finish mid-table?
Well, you'd certainly suggest it was a great start to the season. It was probably a bit too early to I guess gauge how long they can keep it up for. They were convincing, make no mistake about it. And Aaron Moy was an unused sub. He didn't get on the pitch after his deadline day move from Huddersfield. So you know, you'd like to think he'll add to their midfield. But certainly a real confidence booster for Matty Ryan keeping that clean sheet. But, they've got a chance to, you know, to get some points. They've got over the top of Watford. They play West Ham, Southampton, and then Man City away. So if they can get 6 from 6 over the next couple of weeks, well, what a start that'd be. 9 from 9 for them before they get to Man City.
How's this scouting mission going for Graham Arnold?
Well, it's going well. So far, I did speak to him the other day, and he said it's been fantastic to be able to sit one-on-one with the players in their own environment, watch them play. But there is one big concern, and that's Trent Sainsbury. He hasn't played a lot of football. He did play a couple of weeks ago for PSV, but Mark Van Bommel, who you remember was the assistant coach for the Socceroos at the World Cup, is the head coach at PSV, and he's given him permission to look elsewhere. Now, the England transfer window is closed, but there's still several others in Europe that are open. So he needs to get himself a club where he's going to play week in, week out, Saints, because he has not played a lot of football over the last sort of 3 seasons, really. And that's a massive concern for the Socceroos because he is our linchpin at the back. And, you know, you'd suggest he'd be a mainstay there. He's 27 now. You'd suggest he'd be a mainstay until he adds a 33, 34, but he needs to play regularly.
He didn't want to be negative this morning, Mossy, but I knew he was going to ask it, but he sort of stopped himself at the last moment.
What's that?
On Arnie's scouting mission, you know what I'm going to ask you. Did he find one? Did he find one?
A striker? Fair dinkum.
Well, he hasn't.
He held himself back, Mossy. He was going to, and then, I'll hold back here.
But I have to say, I was listening on the way to work yesterday, and I heard him call it the beautiful game, but there was just a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there when you were saying it, I'm sure of it.
Oh, that was regarding the VAR. I mean, mate, you know what? We were the first ones to have to go through all the drama with the VAR, and no sports learnt since from the sport of rugby league.
Yeah, I agree, and I heard your comments with Robbie and about that it's supposed to stop the howling, and it's just been overused, ridiculously so. But you know, referees are too scared to make decisions on their own merit now. But anyway, back to Loz's question. Arjun Rustic is a bolter. He's played for the Socceroos, but apparently he's been in fine form over there in Europe. Both Arnie and Rene Molenstein have been watching him play, and so that's one name to look out for. And there's a kid who's just signed. He won't be in the Socceroos yet, but a kid who's just signed is an Aussie / English kid, Caleb Watts. Keep an eye on that name. He's just signed a 3-year deal, pro deal, with Southampton. And he's a big, big chance of playing for the under-17s at the World Cup in November under Trevor Morgan. But by all reports, he'll be accelerated through the Olleroos and into the Socceroos in no time. He's a kid with the football world at his feet.
Oh, that's great. And we've got some sad news.
Yeah, John Crawley, who many will know, and he's an avid listener of this show as well. He's the goalkeeper coach for the Socceroos, and he's developed the likes of Matty Ryan and Danny Vukovic. And he lost his father last weekend, Clive Crawley, who many in football will know. He was a very popular figure in the grandstands and around the local fields. A great man, a great football man, a great supporter of Johnny Crawley, and as his father, of course. But, yeah, he'll be sadly missed. The funeral will be tomorrow.
Thoughts and prayers there. He's a good man, John Crawley, there. Thank you very much, Mossy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.